Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everybody is having a good Tuesday so far. It's 6 p.m. here on the East Coast, coming to you live from New York. And very excited to have on the show today, Sharon Moyer. Sharon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing very well. Very excited to have you on today. I know you're over in Las Vegas, so
yes, that must
be pretty cool.
It is very cool.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely. So welcome to the show. You know, in this next half hour, I'm excited about everything that I've been able to learn about you just from the few conversations that we've already been able to have. But, you know, getting right to it, why don't you share with us a little bit about yourself, your background, and kind of where you came from?
Okay, be happy to. I was born in Conway, Arkansas, my parents, Bert and Berta Williams. I studied tap and ballet, so performing arts has been my field for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Las Vegas when I was 19 with my mom and my brother. I met my husband, Bob, who was a handsome Marine sergeant who had just returned from Vietnam in a disco. Actually, my mom met him first and at the bar at the Golden Gate Casino and told him my whole life story. And he brought her across the street to meet me. And that's how we met.
Very cool.
And we have a daughter, Tracy Diane, and a son, Robert.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, now let me ask you this. When you first came to Vegas, what brought you guys there?
We had been here before in my teenage years. I went to high school here, too.
Oh,
and
wow.
My mom wanted to come out here and moved out here.
Very cool. That's interesting. Was it an easy transition for you?
Very easy. I loved it out here.
Very nice. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's Vegas. So everybody loves the idea of going there. Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of different things to do. And, you know, I'm sure it's beautiful. I myself have not been there yet. But I will get there. I made that on my bucket list.
You would love it.
So Sharon, what would you say are some of your biggest influences in your life?
My mom was a great influence in my life. She passed away last year, but she was a great influence. She lived in Las Vegas over 40 years.
Wow.
And my wonderful husband, who has written a lot of my booklets before they became books. By a publisher.
And so moving on to that, actually, because I know obviously you've got six books out already right now, and you mentioned booklets. So why don't you share with us a little bit about the books that you've put out?
Okay, I started writing booklets in 2004, and I wrote up to 84 booklets that I met my publisher in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me I had probably six books from the booklets.
Sure.
And the booklets were like 12 booklets in each book, 12 chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were published in 2011 for the first, and now I've just had two published recently this year.
Wow. And so what can you name the books and tell everybody where they can find them?
Okay, my books. The first one is His Radiant Glory, and it's about my visions and dreams and supernatural experiences. And number two is it called Explosive Prayer. And I even talk about the Twin Towers in New York, what happened at 9/11 too, but a very positive side. And number three, Restoring the Tabernacle of David, which is about worship. And number four, Outpouring of Healing, started an outreach to women going through trauma called Healing Streams. And also the cover is the Niagara Falls with the rainbow, my husband's photography. Number five is called Jesus' Blood is a Shield. It's about God's protection over us and healing. And number six, Latter Rains of Glory. It's a cover of the Golden Gate Bridge because my mother met my husband at the Golden Gate Casino here in Las Vegas. And so I put the cover of this last book. And
very
my
cool.
booklets all are about restoration of America.
Interesting. So Where does this come from? Where does this this knowledge and desire to put that message out there to people? You know, where did that all come from for you?
I've always been a writer. I was president of the journalism club in school and everything. And I love to write. And I just under a motivation and inspiration, you might say divine inspiration, I began writing in 2004. And I'm still writing every day. I've written over 250 booklets on the restoration of America just this year.
Wow.
And they're under copyright.
That's great. That's very important. Very important. Absolutely, yeah. So now, in terms of this restoration of America, can you kind of get into that a little bit and let us know, you know, where are you coming from with that and what, you know, you aim to get across with that?
Okay, I just believe that we're going to see healing in America, a stronger America. And I don't know if I should mention any political figures or anything, but I do have my preference, and I believe that we have a strong leadership that's coming to America, and that everything will be healed, and that our military will be stronger. Because my husband is retired Marine, of course, my heart is with the military. Yeah,
absolutely. And your husband's very supportive of your work too, right?
Very supportive in everything I do, and I support him too.
Mm-hmm. And I can see I'm actually on the website hisradiantglory.com, and obviously I can see that some of the works that you guys have actually co-authored. Is that correct?
That's correct. He has a book also called Bulldog Faith, and it has the cover of the bulldog, which is the mascot from the Marine Corps.
Very cool.
He was even born on the Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, wow. That's wild. So, now, Sharon, with the work that you've done, do you have a particular favorite of all the books that you've so far written?
Well, I really love this last one, Latter Rains of Glory, with the cover of the Golden Gate Bridge and the sunset. And it tells a lot about my life and supernatural experiences, my visions, my dreams. And it just came out 2 weeks ago under Bound Publishing.
Very cool. Now, was this easier for you to write than other works in the past, or how is it compared to that?
I think it's easier in the latter books that I've written than in the first ones.
Yeah.
Because I was more adjusted to it and knew how to flow with the writing.
Sure. How long did it take you to actually write each book so far?
Well, I started writing in 2004, and I was writing the short stories, the booklets. And then the publisher picked me up in 2009, and then the first book came out in 2011. Three books that 1 year. And now I just finished the last book this year.
Wow. Okay.
It's taking
so you can
a
get
long
on
time.
A roll and you can go.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's great. And so Glory Bound Publishing, you know, how did they find out about you?
I was invited to a Glory Bound Publishing party here in Las Vegas by a friend. And see, the Glory Bound was headquarters here in Las Vegas, and they moved to Prescott Valley, Arizona, about 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
The director is Sherry Hauser. She has a bookstore there and also a studio.
That's awesome. So did she, I mean, aside from being introduced, did you already have the book written and you just kind of presented it to them then?
I only had 82 booklets at that time, and I showed them to her, and she said, told me I had 6 books there.
Oh, so she was the one.
Booklets.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, she was. I just showed her the booklets.
That's great. That's great. Did you ever think that when you started writing these booklets that you were going to eventually be, you know, putting together actual books?
I never even dreamed of that.
I'm sure,
I was just writing.
That's great. And so what is the general feedback from you know, people that have read the books been?
Well, some of them have said that the one book in particular, Restoring the Tabernacle of David, is an amazing book. And so I had that same word the comments from people.
That's
and they
great.
Love people that come to my home for the mentoring. I mentor several women that have gone through trauma because I am like a certified counselor. Mm-hmm. And so they love the booklets and the books.
So with your mentoring then, you do incorporate the books that you've written too, I guess, right?
Yes, I do.
That's great. And so what kind of help are you offering to women or people in general when you do the mentoring?
Well, I do very positive mentoring and encourage them and tell them they can make it, that they don't have to give up on their dreams and their visions.
Mm-hmm. And what type of issues or obstacles have these people faced in the past that, you know, you're able to work with?
Many have gone through divorce, trauma, and heartaches, and just different abuse, things of that sort.
Right, right. Wow. And, when did you find yourself feeling that was another avenue of helping people? Because obviously it sounds like you've done a lot to really help others through situations, but when did you find yourself in the mindset of I can also mentor people with the work that you've put out?
Well, a friend of mine and I, she had been involved in pro-life. She was a director she and I started the outreach called Healing Streams. And she took it with her back east to teach it, and we both have taught it out here too. And the women have really received so much help and encouragement that we continued to go on with it. And so that's how it all started. And my fourth book, Outpouring of Healing, is about healing streams and situations in the different lives of women. And I also talk about this one particular young man who was suicidal and how through divine intervention he was able to be restored and healed and live a very productive life.
Wow. Very cool. Very, very interesting stuff, too.
Thank you.
And you have these people come to your house directly?
They do. They come about twice a month on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm. And when you take these people in for your sessions here, do you is there a process that you follow? You know, do you start with a particular thing that moves on to the next, or how does that work?
Well, I really have a lot of faith in God, and I teach him a lot of his principles. That's what I teach, and because I know it's made a big difference in my life, and he's fulfilled a lot of my dreams, a lot of my visions. And I would say I teach them faith and hope to build it and encourage them.
That's great. And obviously faith and hope, I think, are two things that people can obviously lose very easily of a lot of different obstacles. I mean, life hits you very hard with certain things, and I think it's tough to maintain that. But that's great that, you know, there's people like you that are, you know, helping people through a wide variety of issues there.
Yes.
And for all those just joining us, I'm with Sharon Moyer. Sharon is an author, a recording artist, a mentor. I mean, I could probably name eight things that she's probably done, and she would say, yes, that's her. So moving on to your recording artist work. Why don't you share with us a little bit about that?
Okay. I made a recording with New Wine Studios called Midnight Cry. It's a gospel song, and it gives people hope in some of the songs that I sing. And also, I do also stage shows now. I do in the Las Vegas area. I just did Vegas, Alice in Vegas Land, which is an original stage play by John Rothman. And also I did Disco Fantasy by Louise Goldman. I played the part of a teenager. So I do singing and dancing and all the different things that go with it, acting. It's just been my performing arts with my major in college, speech and drama.
Right.
So that's been my background. And I was going on a cruise ship in December, and I sing with a band.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
That's great. Where are you guys going? Where do you cruise out of?
We're going to the Mexican Riviera.
Nice. Very cool.
And
so you're actually
performing
with... That's
yes,
great.
I'll be singing Patsy Cline songs and Connie Francis and Paul Anka, different artists.
Now, I'm curious, that are you getting, is this paid and you get your trip covered too?
Not completely.
Right.
But, no, it's our community that we live in. We have also a TV, Channel 99, out here in Anthem. Mm-hmm. And the community, part of the people, are going on this cruise.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool. That's awesome. you've done a lot of different things, obviously, and I'm curious to know, what do you find yourself drawn to more?
I think the singing, probably, as a soloist. I sing with the Corleones here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. We do spring concerts. And I sing as a soloist and with the group, too. And I love to work with groups. I love to work with people. And mm-hmm. I just want to build and encourage people and try to bring unity to America, which we need desperately.
Sure, absolutely. With regard to the music that you've put out,
yes.
What was the general message, involved in the lyrical content?
With my CD?
Yes.
I would say to build up their hope and their faith and to be encouraged for people,
mm-hmm.
all people. There are
sure.
different
sure.
areas. These are now being heard in Africa and England, Cuba, Philippines, and Canada. And I teach workshops all over the United States and parts of Canada.
And so people are contacting you primarily from knowing about the book. I mean, how are you marketing yourself, or how have you been able to get, the work that you've done so far?
Through our publisher and her bookstore.
Great.
And, of course, Facebook and my own website, His Radiant Glory, and the Glory Bound Publishing website.
That's great. Wow.
It's also in the Tallahassee, Florida Bible College, too. It's in the library there. All my books are.
Very nice.
As of November last year.
And now, with regard to the books again, I'm curious to know, because, we've had countless amounts of authors on the show, and
mm-hmm.
I always
okay.
want to find out from them, what it's like to sit down and write, an extended amount of pages that eventually lead into a book. So for you, what is your typical environment for writing?
Something quiet and peaceful. And but I enjoy watching television sometimes as I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
But at first it was just completely no noise or anything. And I started writing short stories. And these short stories became books, which I'm just writing what was in my heart and research I had done also, and under inspiration and motivation, I would say.
Very cool. And, have you ever sat there and, suffered from writer's block at some point and, had to kind of take a step back?
I think every writer has, yes.
Yeah, sure. Do you have tricks to kind of get through that?
I just have to wait until I feel inspired to write again and do more research and meditation.
And do you find that research itself, I mean, obviously with the books that you've written so far and the booklets, the research that you're doing, I'm sure you
right.
genuinely love and, you have that thirst for knowledge and you want to find out more. But
yeah.
do you ever feel like, that your audience or the people that you're writing for, and again, I know that you've said that, you're really writing for everyone to really,
mm-hmm.
Understand
yeah.
what you're trying to get across. But do you ever feel like maybe, there's a couple of different ways to get the information out there that maybe, do you ever second guess yourself? I guess I'm asking.
Oh, with the books you're talking about, or? I want to see my books out there because I really feel like they'll bring a lot of healing to America and to our, just to the world, and and restoration, and just love. We really need love. The whole world needs that.
Very true. I think that people can certainly appreciate that. And so I know also that you do motivational speaking.
Yes, I do.
So with regard to that now, you know, you've done basically across the United States. So where have you gone to, and who are you speaking in front of?
Okay. In America, I've gone to California, Nevada, Arizona, Maryland, West Virginia, New Mexico, Louisiana, Texas, Montana, Arkansas, Florida, Washington, Idaho, Oklahoma, and parts of Alberta, Canada, and Toronto, Canada.
Wow.
And I'm speaking before different groups, whether it's prophetic conferences, and I was just in Idaho in August, my husband and I. And we just speak to encourage people, motivate them.
So you really do work a lot with your husband?
Yes, we work together in everything we do.
That's great. So you guys obviously have a very strong relationship and
very strong.
Clearly feel comfortable about bouncing ideas off of one another. I mean, it seems like you guys are really partners in crime here.
We are.
That's
yes,
great.
We
That's
are.
Very good to hear. I like hearing stuff like that. So, Sharon, now, obviously, the big question for me is, what do you hope that people can take away from all of the different things that you've done so far?
As I said, I hope my books will bring a good influence and promote unity and love and peace and joy and healing to America and to the entire world.
Sure.
Racial walls and barriers.
What do you think is the big problem that right now the world is facing? I mean, why is there...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just don't think there's enough honesty and integrity in the leadership in this world.
Mm-hmm. A change in the leadership that we have, obviously, currently, could help?
It will help very much, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
back to our constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We're the foundations of this nation. Yeah.
And now, what got you into this? You know, what made you start to really care? Because I know a lot of people that, you know, kind of sit back and say, well, there's nothing I can do. You know, what am I supposed to do? There's the people in government are the people in government, and, you know, that's it. You know, I can vote, but my vote is only one vote out of so many. So what does it matter?
Well, I have a lot of faith in God, and I know He's in control. But man really isn't, but it's God is in control. He's the one that created the universe. So that's why I don't have to worry, because I know He's in control.
Absolutely. And have you ever ran into people that, you know, kind of said, you know, kind of where I was just mentioning, as far as like people that just figure, you know what, there's just one me, and you know, my vote can only do so much. I can only do so much. You know, how do you try to sway people into changing that mindset and really taking action?
To tell them that their vote can really matter, can really count, even that one vote, and even the prayers for America can make a big difference. Because I believe in the power of prayer. It's my second book, Explosive Prayer, and I talk about 9/11 in the last chapter, about the Twin Towers, and how I believe that if we'd really been praying, this would have never happened. And that's what I talk about, too, in Chapter 12 in my book, Explosive Prayer, my second book.
Now, with such a controversial time, you know, with 9/11 and everything happening.
Yes.
How soon after 9/11 did you actually have that book published?
Well, it was quite a long time. It was more like 10 years.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And as far as general feedback from that book, what have people said about, you know, your thoughts and, you know, just ideas coming out of it?
Yeah, I started writing in 2004, so it was only like 3 years after that. But it was published in 2011. So I would say I don't have a lot of feedback from the people.
Right.
Other than we really feel that it could have been avoided if we really had been aware of what was going on.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that was such a traumatic experience for everyone. I mean, for me, I was actually in college at the time, in Jamaica, Queens, right in the city of New York. So I could actually, unfortunately, see, you know, the smoke billowing out, you know, from where my college campus was.
I remember how
crazy, it was just a crazy time for everyone, I'm sure.
Speaking of New York, my husband is from upstate New York.
Yes, I see that, Oswego, actually. Yeah. Now, for him, you know, leaving and being in, I mean, obviously, you know, he must have traveled, and it sounds like you guys traveled plenty. But, you know, being in,
yes.
Were you guys in Las Vegas at the time of 9/11?
No, we were in California at the time. We were on our way to do a motivational speaking meeting, too, on the very day. LA, California. Yeah, Los Angeles, yeah.
Now, the two of you with the motivational speaking, now it sounds like you've been doing that for quite some time, right?
Yes, we have.
Now, how long exactly have you guys been doing that?
Well, we were going out to the prison in California for the men's prison, and I was singing out there. My husband was speaking to them for about 10 years, from 1990 to 2000. And he writes a lot about that, too, in his books, and I write in mine, too. That's how it all started. I had a dream about a butterfly flaming with fire. And that was my first booklet, Butterflies on Fire. And that was the testimony of the inmates that we went to see out at the prison.
Very nice.
In California. So that's what we would
do
out there.
Well, Sharon, as we're winding down to the last couple of minutes, I do want to make sure that I ask you this question. What is it that you have planned for the future?
Well, I have plans that to travel with my husband and to go and do motivational speaking, book signing, singing, teaching dance workshops, and also healing seminars.
Very cool. Okay. And before we lose you, what's the best ways for people to reach out to you? I mean, obviously, I know hisradiantglory.com is one way, but, you know, for people to find out some more information, just share whatever contact you feel comfortable with.
Okay. I would say probably my email, if they would like to contact me, is hisradiantglory@aol.com. And also go through the publisher, GloryBoundPublishing.com. And I probably on even Facebook, too, that I'm on there. A lot of my books and booklets are on there, too.
Great. Okay.
And some of my motivational speaking is also on there.
Perfect. Well, for one final question, what do you enjoy most about what you've done so far?
I think I enjoy the writing because it's a sense of accomplishment to know that I've done something very constructive to reach out to people.
Sure. Absolutely. That's great. Well, Sharon, I do want to thank you for coming on to the show. I wish we had more time with you because I'm sure that we have plenty more to cover.
thank you, Ron.
But
it's a pleasure.
Again, if everybody can you know, just check out, definitely go to the websites, hisradiantglory.com and GloryBound Publishing. Sharon is doing some incredible work, really across the country, across Canada. And, I mean, I can see the cruise trip sounds great. I would love to be on a cruise and get to see you perform. That would be awesome one day.
Thank you.
But again, Sharon, thank you for coming on to the show. And from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying
thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.